Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday, Cyberland, and the party starts right now. This is 30JK, 30 Minutes with Jason Kelly on Blog Talk Radio, 347-857-2310, or online, blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. This is Dean Goss, your big boss, and your host is Jason Kelly.
Hello, 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 everybody. What's up? This is Jason Kelly on Blog Talk Radio. Right here, right now, it is party time in the all over Cyberland. And now, it's time to go old school rolling. Let's go. Yeah. Thank you so much. Good to have you. Good to have you. Good to have you, everybody. My 30JK Nation. What up? I see you. Looking good. Everybody sounding good. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Woo! All right. Everybody take a chill pill. Because we have a very important topic to discuss. And today, 30JK Nation, it is about who will win the battle of the cyber war. Now, every time we hear about this guy, every time we hear about our main guy here, nowadays, it's always about a fat man in a mask with multiple personalities shutting down his channel without any reason why. And now it's someone else trying to shut him down. Who is this guy? Who are these guys doing this to him? And what is it about my next guest that, you know, they don't like. These shows are very positive and uplifting. And a real nice guy. What will it take to get all these creeps off his back? Well, we're here today on 30JK to sort all this. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to give a rousing round of applause to the one and only, the uber snazzy and jazzy, Mr. Jason DeCadio.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, what a group. Oh, my. 30JK in the house. I love it, man. Wow.
Thank you for once again stopping by, Mr. DeCadio.
It's a pleasure to always be on your show, Jason. I always know who my true friends are and who I can turn to in my most time of need to express myself and to share what's going on with everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Of course, you know Jazzy Jason DeCadio from the Queens New Yorker and What's On Your Mind, and, of course, the Jazzy Jason DeCadio Show, which is, of course, some of the few things I announced for when I roll with him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And now I hear that all of your venues are shut down. Any explanation why?
Well, let's just say that a person by the name of Charles W. Fitch of Canton, Michigan, continues to stalk, continues to bully, continues to harass, continues to intimidate, continues to be a coward, continues to be everything in the book except truthful. For this day forward, Mr. Kelly, I cannot understand why someone of his caliber cannot, for the love of God, explain to the entire internet community why he hates my guts so much, why he is a chicken to not come forward and face me like a real person instead of hiding behind fake channels and everything but the truth. Why is it that one man who was already in enough trouble with Mr. Joseph DeMarco, who is already in enough trouble with the Clove community, who's already in enough trouble with everybody he scammed and fraud for the last 13-plus years, why is it, Mr. Fitch, you refuse to face me like a man? You to this day still can't and won't ever call in to this show and tell the entire world why you choose to do what you do. If we could just get your real reason, then maybe, just maybe, you might be able to salvage your freedom. But we all know that you will just continue to do what you're going to do. So come on to this day, today, on 30JK, give the ultimatum. If you stop this baby nonsense, or come down to Florida and do the damage. This is your ultimatum, buddy, and you cannot get out of it. The way you want to stop me, the way you can win the war, is to get me in court. Because I will never leave. I may go away and ignore your ass and never speak to you again. But I have enough evidence to put you away. And you can lie, you can deny, you could stand there in front of everybody and look stupid. But here's the bottom line, buddy. Until you start speaking the truth, the man upstairs is listening, and everyone who hates your guts knows who you are, what you've done, and how you've done it. you want to keep standing there and making a damn fool out of yourself, you go right ahead and do that. You live with those lies, Mr. Fitch. And for Robert Jantz, too, who you've already turned against me, by the time you realize the war has been won by me, I have won everything, every battle, every confrontation. Your sorry butt has never shown up to do anything but sit there and whine and complain like a little poop boy, you 47-year-old piece of wasted trash.
Now, here's another question, Mr. DeCanio. Who is Eric Lima?
Okay. Eric Lima is a good friend of mine who has a YouTube channel. He's had it for over 4 years. He has over 400 episodes. And all he does is talk about positive things. He talks about himself. He gets in front of that camera with his real face, with his real voice, in his real room. And he talks about what is affecting his life, what's going on in his time. He shares it with his audience. And it's dum-dums like Mr. Fitch and Robert Jantz who have to make fake channels because, you know, Mr. Lima pretty much endorsed DeCanio's Daily Dose and gave a shout-out. And as soon as that happened, the trolling, the bullying, the cyber-stalking continued, and it went against Mr. Lima. And Mr. Lima has done nothing but told the truth for the last 4 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have pinned him against me. They want Mr. Lima to leave and turn against me. That's what this whole thing is about. Nothing but a bunch of two trolls, and that's what they are, and that's what they always will be. Two cowards who have nothing better to do than sit there and make nasty remarks with nothing to back it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Uber Snazzy and Jazzy, Mr. Jason DeCanio, on the one and only 30JK, 30 Minutes with Lou, Jason Kelly. That's right. Sure. Yep. This is Blog Talk Radio. The phone number here is 347-857-2310. It's 347-857-2310, or you. And log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. As Dean Goss just mentioned to you, KFX, the number 4, then LIFE, all capital, all one word, you spread the word, and you know that word. And speaking of Eric Lima, I have a 508 number that's right next to you. So why don't we go ahead and turn it on right now and see who it is? Jason Kelly on 30JK on the air, and so are you. And I'm speaking to...
My name is Eric Lima. I'm the guy Jason McCannell spoke of.
Hi, Eric. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Honored to be there, and thank you very much for having me.
Hi, Eric.
Give it up for
Great
Eric
you
Lima,
make
y'all.
How you doing, Jason?
The people's Lima is finally here to speak his heart out.
Yes. Yes, I was the victim that Robert Jantz and Chuck Fitch kind of doubled on.
Man, that's awesome. Give it up for Eric Lima, y'all. Give it up for Eric Lima.
Yes, man. Yes. You hear that applause, Fitch? That's for Lima, okay? Listen real good, my friend. You're going to get the truth thrown right into your face. Because Mr. Lima is about to speak the truth. So you better be prepared to defend yourself because right now it's two against two. Go ahead, Lima.
Thank you very much. I gave Jason DeCanio a shout out on one of my episodes of The People's Lima on YouTube. And unfortunately, all hell broke loose from that department. I had channels and talent accusing me of being this Chuck Fitch character, which I am not, obviously. The difference is age difference. I just turned 39 this past Sunday, and I only had eBay for only a year now, and all these guys, you know, all these channels, and I mean, accusing me of being this Chuck Fitch character, and there was so many channels and saying, you're Chuck Fitch, and I was like, no, I'm not. You know, they need to wake up to reality. All right, he lives in Michigan. All right, this Chuck Fitch lives in Michigan. I live in New Bedford, Massachusetts. All right?
Yep.
So I didn't hear anything else. I don't know if Chuck Fitch is interested in any of the stuff I talk about, but it's wrestling, baseball, football, you know, my London sports teams, you know. It's ridiculous. And it's when Robert John's guy keeps mocking Jason because of his beliefs. Now, I tried to reason with him, and obviously he won't listen. So, but he said he will leave me alone because I call a truce. Can you hold on just a second? That's my phone. Can you hold on just 1 second, please?
Yeah, we'll run. Okay. Okay. Jason, you still there?
I'm here, Daniel. What's up?
Okay. Just we'll hear from Eric in just a minute. I think his phone was giving him some problems, but what I want to elaborate on is the fact that yes, Mr. Lima pretty much is now a victim of Mr. Fitch and Mr. Jans, because as far as they're concerned, as long as I'm friends with anybody out there, they're going to be attacked. And here's the thing. This has got to stop. This is getting old, like the beard on this ugly prick's face. Excuse my language. Okay.
Go ahead, DeCanio. Go ahead.
But see, right now, it's like, oh, look, I'm moving forward. I'm closed up on my YouTube channels. I'll go somewhere else and entertain my supporters, okay? I have the truth. I will always have it. And I don't really care what Mr. Fitch or Mr. Jans has to say about me. Now, if they're really concerned about sparing their reputation as wasted individuals of nothing but stupidity, then, like I said before, 5 minutes ago, this is not hard to comprehend, and somebody with a brain, not Fitch, could understand this. If you want to get rid of the guy who's ruined your life for 2 to 3 years, Mr. Fitch, then you need to come down and face your enemy like a real man. And you, sir, will never do that. So, as I say again, you will be a coward. You will always be a coward. And as far as I'm concerned, I have won this stupid victory. Be it as may, I claim victory, and I will always claim victory. And when the two of us go to the heavenly gates and present the case to God himself, one is going to be made to look like a fool, and it ain't going to be me. So if the guy values his freedom, Mr. Kelly, he would do the smart thing, come clean, fess up, and do the right thing for a change instead of hiding behind his ugly face, which seriously, and stop trying to think he can help others instead of frauding and scamming, okay, because it's getting old, man. It's getting really old. Do something with your life other than trying to convince everybody that I'm a piece of trash, because I'll tell you right now, I've got more friends on my Facebook page than the guy's got ever.
Right.
And he's got his version, I've got the truth. Okay? And if he wants to sit in court and lie to the judge, I don't think for 1 second a judge is going to be convinced of what's going to come out of his pie hole. I really don't. Okay? His opinions about me are that's what they are. They're a mere opinions. Okay? But I've got the rip-off report articles that could put him away easily. Because it's all stuff.
Right.
Pretty much.
So whatever he says is irrelevant to what you have.
Exactly. Okay, the guy still accuses me of mail fraud. He has yet to prove it. He has yet to make a video stating who the real culprit is. He says it's one of three people. It's either me, Joe DiMarco, or Spoken Gaza Pete. We have yet to see a follow-up video after 3 years. The guy accuses me of pretty much spamming and flagging his videos. Well, he's got that much proof to the truth, yeah. But every time I have flagged his videos and made them, it's for the right reason, okay?
Right.
YouTube does not need a dum-dum like him to be trolling and putting garbage on the on a channel like that, whether he thinks it's free speech or not. Okay? I try to go on YouTube to try to make positive images, positive references, and try to go forward on it. And I was forced off by two individuals to this day. And we all know one of them is Charles Fitch because he's got nothing better to do but sit there and whine and complain that his reputation was ruined by me. Well, when you look at it, Mr. Fitch, your reputation was ruined by Joseph DeMarco. It still is. Okay? And even after you get done with me, you still have to go to court and face up to the fact that you robbed from a man who you haven't paid in over 4 years. So,
you know what, Jazzy? Let me tell you something. Fitch just did it to himself. Don't blame
exactly.
it on Joseph DeMarco. He did it to himself.
No, but Joe, but here's the thing. He forced me to put Joe under the bus by getting his way. But I only told Joe, I said, Joe, if you keep going and keep this guy out of the limelight, he's going to get away with more stuff and look more and more innocent. You have the information to put this sucker away. Why are you not doing it? Okay? That's the only thing I have beef with Joe. Other than that,
right.
I made my apologies to Mr. DeMarco. I made my apologies to Jared and the Cloak community. I am best of friends with everybody out there. But me and Joe do not talk to each other anymore because of that situation. Because he feels that I'm a threat to him. Well, if I'm a threat to a guy who I pretty much made an apology to, then it's not meant to be.
And let's not forget about...
Yeah,
let's not forget about Fox 2 Detroit and the Hall of Shame. He's been exposed twice on there.
Yeah, two times. Let's see, he's 0-6 in court hearings against Mr. DeMarco and against everybody else. He's been yet he continues to think that he's won. Okay, he's been sued by Fox 2. He's got a PPO pretty much against him by Rob Walchek. You know, I would think that would be some pretty heavy stuff. But apparently, the guy don't get it through his thick skull. Okay? What would it take for a guy of his caliber to realize he's in so much trouble right now? Okay, I would get my lawyers, I would get some protection, and I would go fight for what I've got left, which isn't much.
Right. Let me go see if Eric Lim is still on the line here. Hold on.
All right, man.
Hold on. Eric, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
all
cool.
Right.
Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, I had to get some dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm still here, though.
So,
all right, I'll let Eric finish talking here, Jay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks, Jason, for filling in. Anyway, and they keep these channels keep harassing me that I'm this Chuck Fitch character, which obviously I'm not. And Jason believes me because he knows who I am. He sees my picture and everything else, you know. And these trolls, they don't bother to do their research about Chuck Fitch and the difference between him and me, or they just want to do it just to make themselves feel better and want attention or something like that, which is really ridiculous, you know. Like I said, I do my channels, so I do my videos just for fun. Basically, I'm not here for money, fame, popularity, or something like that. I.e. Justin Bieber or something like that. I just do it for fun. I always let the world know on my show. I know there's some folks out there who have not seen me in years or something like that. They probably wonder where I've been and all that. I use YouTube as that link, so to speak, to say, hey, I'm still here, I'm alive, I'm doing well, you know, and all that. And for these trolls to come up and get at me for whatever, for the reason I'm associated with, it's like almost a guilty by association, but Jason DeCaney is a good guy. And he speaks positive, you know, and I endorse his videos, like I said, one time, and that was it, you know. But, yeah, you know, I've had enough of these trolls, too, and I'm moving on from them as well. And every time they come up with a new channel, I just block them and mute them and whatnot on the spot. So I'm not going to be dealing with that. You know?
And all this is being documented, too, you know, because as Eric Lehman is my witness, if I ever need to go to court, I need his testimony pretty much to put these clowns away. So yet another person who will come forward and testify to the truth, Jason.
Uh-huh. There's your man, Eric Lima, y'all.
Hey, thank you very much.
One who's not afraid to speak it.
Yep, huh? Give it up for Eric Lima one more time, y'all. Give it up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much, both Jasons, for having me on. It's great. I've never done a podcast before. This is my first one, so thank you for having me. It's an honor. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric Lima, for showing up and telling your side of the story, and we will definitely keep in touch often, all right?
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Talk to you in passing, man.
All right. Jazzy Jason, what will we expect from you in the future?
Well, for right now, all my Facebook group pages will continue to get my great entertainment, my truth. They will continue to have everything that, unfortunately, YouTube could not provide. Right now, I have to pretty much keep myself off YouTube in order to have any sanity, because as far as I'm concerned, YouTube is still a great website, but unfortunately, until Charles Fitch is taken away from the internet permanently, I cannot go on there anymore. And it's not because I'm banned and because he thinks I was driven off. It's because I choose not to go on there. I choose not to deal with idiots like himself and Robert Jan. Okay? But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I have a full-time job with benefits and a life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't need to rely on the computer anymore. And as far as Mr. Fitch is concerned, if he ever wants to value his freedom or prove to the entire world that I'm nothing but a fraud, well, Mr. Fitch, if you still want to call in a 30JK and have an interview with him, he'd be more than happy to give you 30 minutes, like he's given me 30 minutes.
That's right. I'm always here every Friday or every Saturday. You know that. And the number is still the same.
That's right.
347-857-2310. 347-857-2310.
Yep.
I don't know how many times I have to say that number. Embed that in your brain.
You keep repeating it, man. You keep repeating it, and you keep doing what you're doing, because I'm proud of how you have stuck with it for so long. You know, I had 7 great years with the Jason DeCanio Show and 453 episodes, despite Mr. Fitch's trolling. I had 122 Queens New Yorkers episode, despite the negative insults. You know, I think that's pretty dang good for putting up with a punk like him and still trying to survive.
How many episodes of the Jason DeCanio Show have I been on in those 7 years?
Oh, probably a good handful, at least 300 of them.
Oh, wow. I guess I can say I'm pretty famous.
You were famous, and everybody appreciated you. Everybody appreciated Chris Kennedy before he decided to, you know. And there's another person who I wish would step forward and claim to the truth, because he's been victimized pretty much. I mean, there are people, Mr. Fitch, who will step forward and testify on my behalf of what you've done, because they're all pretty much tired of this, including my fiance, because she wants to have normalcy. You know, we're celebrating 40 months today of being together. And this is a landmark show today. March 12th marks 40 months of me and my fiance being together. What a way to go.
Man, wow. Congratulations on that, brother.
I am very blessed and honored to be with somebody who's been with me through thick and thin, no matter what has happened. And, you know, so I say, if you want to go find out the real truth about Charles Fitch, go to the Ripoff Report, type in the guy's name. You can type in my name, because he's probably exposed me just as much as I've exposed him. You make a decision, folks. You decide who's really telling the truth. All right? I leave it up to the people, because I know that those who have brains will know the real truth.
And again, Jazzy Jason DeCanio, WJDC, his studios. It still works. The microphones over there still work, but the radio show stays closed until further notice.
When the radio show decides to be resurrected, that will be up to God to decide when that will happen. And when God gives me the signal to come back, I will gladly start up again and resurrect the show that made Ustream and Facebook a household name, man.
And you better believe I will be still announcing for you guys. And yes, I have Audacity now. I have a laptop now. So guess what that means? Thank you, Chris Kennedy, for helping me with my voice over talent. Oh yeah. And Jazzy, I will, when the time comes, whenever you're ready, you will be hearing me do my voiceovers on my own.
I can't wait to hear it, man. And you know, you are the future DJ of Mr. and Mrs. Jason DeCanio's wedding, man. We have hired you personally.
Oh, I am so honored. Jazzy Jason DeCanio, everybody, give it up. Give it up, 30JK Nation.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's been an honor and a privilege to speak with you. And remember, be honest, be real, and keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for your calling. Thank you for your guest starring here on the J. And as always, I'll see you on the flip side, Jazzy. Much love.
Later, bro.
And that will bring 30JK to a close this Saturday. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me. And until the next time we do it again, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Blue Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And it's always imparting, it's a J-K thing. Sissy, we're gone. Bye. We'll be right back. Thank you.